Hello.
Good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling on behalf of Research Associates. We just conducted an opinion survey about New Orleans education, and we would like to include your response to the study. Are you a registered voter in New Orleans Parish? Can you be so kind to share your opinion real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and the statewide elections in October 2023?
Interested.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very interested. Okay, thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Okay, let's move forward real quick. Do you define your racial classification as African American or Black, White or Caucasian, Hispanic or Haitian?
Black African American.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me, please, if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings.
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Now, do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of a school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. Let's move forward. Now, when you hear your friends, neighbors, and co-workers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all? A little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence when you hear them talk?
Somewhat confidence.
Okay, thank you. Some confidence, huh? So if the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, will you definitely vote for it, probably vote for it, vote against? No, definitely vote against.
Definitely vote for us.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one, maintaining and preserving schools buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Second statement, because of the rise on the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. First one or second one? Best reflects your view.
Pleasure.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, now, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. Now, for each one, please tell me if the following, will you be not at all influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities? Now, the first one. Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Would that motivate you to support this proposition strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Strongly.
Okay. How about if you learn that the money is allocated to every public schools in the city? Same question. Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influence your support?
Strongly.
How about learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future? Same question. Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influence your support?
Strongly.
I learned that this is a renewable and an existing millage for 20 years. To 2045. If you learn that, would that motivate you to support this proposition strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Strongly.
How about if you learn that the public school district has facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent? Same question. Strongly, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Strongly.
Learning that this is a millage renewable and will not increase your property taxes. Strongly, a little, or not at all?
Strongly.
Learning that the owner of the 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Strongly, somewhat, a little, not at all. Support this.
Strongly.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're almost done, okay? I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans public schools had a millage renewable proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that will expire since 2045, will you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Probably vote.
Probably vote for it. Okay, thank you, sir. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for a statistical purpose only. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans Public Schools? Yes or no?
No.
A teacher at the New Orleans Public Schools? Yes or no?
No.
A staff member or administrator at New Orleans Public Schools?
No.
Okay, not affiliated with the New Orleans Public Schools?
No.
Thank you, sir. Now, stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Okay, wait, I'm sorry, let me repeat this, because when you say no, that means you are affiliated with the New Orleans Public Schools. Okay. Are you affiliated or no?
No.
Okay, not affiliated. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, stop me when you heard the group that contains your age. 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and
right.
above?
50 to 60.
50 to 60. Okay, thank you, sir. Stop me when you heard the last grade you completed. Some high school graduate, some college or trade school?
High school graduate.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you, sir, very much for taking the time to help me and share your opinion. This concludes the survey, okay? Thank you very much for your participation, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah.